This is my story. That was Big Daddy Weave. Hey, continued prayers for Jay Weaver, band member of Big Daddy Weave. He's home from the hospital now after having had both of his feet amputated. You know, it seems like he's beat the infection, but now he's adjusting to a whole new life and a new way of doing things. As a father with little ones at home and being on the road with the band Big Daddy Weave, he's got a long road ahead of him. I know the physical therapy is going to be grueling, and this is going to be a real life change for him. But we know in all these things that God will somehow work it together for good. So continue to lift Jay and his family up in prayer. It is Tuesday. That means it's time for Kelly and Coffee. Good morning, Kelly.
Good morning.
And good morning, Coffee.
Yes.
Kelly is our business manager, and every Tuesday morning she comes into the studio and shares some of our recent listener comments, sharing what God is doing through this ministry. So what do you have for us today?
Well, it's so hard to choose. June is such a busy month around here. We have Life Fest and we have Sunshine Fest. And so we have so many people who have been signing up to try and win tickets to these events. And so I've loved it. I have had so many listener comments to choose from. It's been great. So keep them coming. Keep
yeah,
signing up.
It's so fun. Of course, Life Fest starts this week, this Thursday,
yes,
in Oshkosh, and then Sunshine Festival. Still giving tickets away for that, and that is going to be July 21st through the 23rd in Somerset, Wisconsin. So a fun time, lots going on, hearing from a lot of listeners, and you have brought in a few of those comments with you today.
I did. I thought it was great that you had us listen to the song My Story. Because these are our listeners' stories. This is how the Praise Network has helped them and how it has strengthened their faith. And so just some really cool things to share today. We had a listener from La Crescent, and she wrote in and says, "The music offered is such a good alternative to secular radio. This station started my son on the path to listening to Christian music."
Wow, how cool is that, that the station has reached out to this young person and got him listening to Christian music? Because, you know, what that means so much to me is that I know songs that I listened to in my teen years really did impact my life,
yes,
and the choices I made, and they weren't necessarily good.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? So it's so important. What you take in to your heart and to your mind does affect your outlook on life.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm excited to have that young man listening to the station.
Yes. And your statement, your quote there about what we take in does come out, actually goes with our next listener.
And I didn't even know this ahead of time.
Yes.
This is exciting.
This is Katie from West Salem. And she said, "My husband started listening to Praise Network, and I saw the station that correspond with my commute on someone's t-shirt at church. So I just love listening to the teaching and then reading those scriptures later on. It gives me more insight and understanding of the Bible. What goes in often comes out. So having Jesus on my mind throughout the day helps me have compassion for others."
Very cool. You know, that is what a lot of our listeners do who are on the road, you know, for their job and throughout the day, getting the station in Eau Claire, 101.5, and then being able to you know, go on down and pick up 89.3 or 103.9, and then in the La Crosse area, 97.9. And as a lot of people driving back and forth, professional drivers and truck drivers, they tune in and are able to listen. And there's kind of a continuity there that we were able to go with them,
yes,
as they travel throughout their day. But to hear that not only is she able to listen, but how God is using it and encouraging and equipping her.
Exactly. Now, this last one that I want to share is from a woman named Beth in Merrill, Wisconsin. And the question that she's answering is, "How has Praise Network Ministry helped strengthen your faith?" And she writes, "My 4-year-old little boy died of cancer. Listening to the Praise Network has helped me immensely through the music that you play, because I am a music lover. Listening to music led to listening to the messages of the song, which resulted in my understanding God's purpose for our lives and for my little boy's life, while helping me grow in my faith. Despite my greatest lifelong challenge, I didn't think God was with me before all of this. I learned that He was there then and continues to be the one holding me up all the time."
No, we are so sorry for your loss. And, you know, there's no words that can make that all better or to make that all go away. But somehow, through God's word and his love, he's able to minister to you, to strengthen you, and to help walk you through that time mm-hmm. of loss and suffering and grief. He, having seen his own son suffer and die for our sins, you know, he's been through that. He knows that yes. pain and that sorrow. He understands it. He understands if you're angry. He understands, you know, when you want to give up and you don't know why this is happening. He understands all that. But just allowing him to wrap you in his loving arms and to get you through this time, knowing that nothing will ever replace that little life. But somehow God can use that. And even now she's seeing that how he's using that pain and that loss in her life mm-hmm. and drawing her closer to the Lord. So we know that no pain, no suffering is ever wasted. And we are so, so grateful and so humbled to be used by God. And not only her life, Beth, but also in the lives of so many listeners who are going through unthinkable pain and suffering.
Mm-hmm.
And again, that's why we're here. You know, that's our calling
yes.
is to come alongside each and every one of you and what you're going through and be able to encourage you and to point you to the one who does have the mm-hmm. answers, the one who is able to sustain you and get you through those tough times.
Mm-hmm. I do like, you know, how it wasn't just listening to the music.
Mm-hmm.
It was actually listening to the messages of the songs.
Yeah.
And, you know, it kind of goes back to our first listener whose son now is listening to Christian music. You know, what we hear does come out
mm-hmm.
and it changes our thought life too, what we're listening to. So what a blessing that God ministered to her through mm-hmm. the music.
And I think what I'm hearing in a lot of the new songs that are coming out is they're very real
mm-hmm.
and they're very honest. I'm thinking of Francesca Battistelli's song, you know, If We're Honest. And
yes.
we all struggle. None of us have it all together. This is a journey for all of us. But again, God is able to meet every need and to get us through each and every situation
yes.
and just to encourage one another in that.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Well, we are so grateful for those of you who have shared your story. And if you'd like to get in touch with us and let us know how God is using this ministry in your life, you can do that a few different ways. One, you can still sign up for those Sunshine Festival tickets. And we have a little comment section there where you can answer that question,
yes.
how God is using this ministry in your life. You can also get in touch with us through our website. If you haven't checked out the new website, I encourage you to do that. That's at praisenetwork.com. Click on contact. And it lets you know the many different ways that you can get in touch with us by phone, by text, by email, and anything else? Am I leaving anything out? Oh, snail mail, too, of course.
Oh,
you can
yes.
always mail a letter. We love to get our letters from our listeners. I think the handwritten notes that we received from a lady named Betty, an elderly lady. Also, the inmates at the New Lisbon Correctional Institute and different ones who write those beautiful handwritten
yes.
letters. So we're very grateful for that. Most of all, we are grateful for the way that God is using this ministry to meet your need and to encourage you and to strengthen you. So appreciate it. Thank you, Kelly.
You bet.
All righty. Have a great day.
Yes.